The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast reflect those of the speaker and do not reflect positions of any agency or business. It's all blown out of proportion, try hard, mindless blabbery. These purposely exaggerated opinions are posted for entertainment purposes only. Get it? Got it? Good.
And now, from the fortified bunker in his single-family dwelling in the city of Bridges, YXE, for the There I Just Said That podcast, here's Gregor.
Very proud of myself so far this year. It's Gregor. There, I just said that. The podcast, episode 103. So far this year, I vowed to get out a bit more, right? So I have tickets for Ice Cube later this month. I bought tickets to see Terry from FUBAR. Are you into FUBAR? It's not everybody's cup of tea, but being from Calgary, my friends and I pretty much worshipped this. Scary to think I looked it up. It came out in 2002. 22 years ago. Anyways, I don't even know what the show is going to be. Like, I don't think he's going to do like stand up, but I don't know. I've gotten so many laughs over the years out of the guy. I figured I wanted to say thanks. So I bought a ticket. It's right after my birthday. So it's kind of like birthday present. Plus, I went out to see my buddy Brian Hagel, whom I worked with in the early 2000s in Regina. He was blowing through town here, and a great trip down memory lane. We used to play like video game hockey tournaments. Watch wrestling. Oh, good time. So anyways, thumbs up to me. I'm getting out more. Yay! Of course, Rush games get me out a little bit more too. Listen, when you get to meet the greatest professional eater of all time, you dress up like his favorite food. So yeah, I wore a hot dog costume to meet Joey Chestnut at the Rush game. Why do I even have one? Here's the thing. I bought this hot dog costume because there was a hot dog eating competition here. They always have one at Food Truck Wars, right? This was a few years ago, though. And surprisingly, I've worn it a lot since. Like, I had thought, oh, this is ridiculous. And I don't know what this says about my life, but there's been, like, way more than enough times that I was like, ooh, thank God I have the giant hot dog costume to throw on for, you know, X event or whatever it is. It's just, it's coming a lot more handy than I thought it would. So, you know, think about it. Definitely an investment, great purchase. Funny, so when I did the competition for Food Truck Wars, they asked me and then they said, by the way, we're like flying in like one of these, yeah, professional eaters from Vancouver. He's going to be crushing it. And I was like, well, I know I can't win. So why would I kind of put myself through the pain of eating, say, I don't know, 15 hot dogs or whatever I could do in 5 minutes only to lose anyways? You know, I'm to the age now, I got to count calories. So that's why I bought it. I figured I would just kind of ham it up on the stage, eat a couple of hot dogs, which would double as my supper because I'm cheap, and then, hey, free supper, right, you know? So that's what I did. Oh, God. So since I work for The Rush, Watson and I got to chat with Joey for 5 minutes before, and he's an interesting guy because we were like, what's your story here? And he says, you know, I have like an engineering degree. Like, to talk to him, he was actually very well-spoken. Like, you know, he would seem to be like some kind of just brute who eats hot dogs really quickly. But he was actually like a smart guy. And he said, you know, I did one when I was young, like 21, and then I won. And he said, I even felt like quite a bit of shame around it at first. Like, how do you tell your parents you're looking to become a pro eater? But like, I don't know, seriously, he gets flown around all over the place. He was like, I was in Las Vegas at a bagel eating competition last week, and now I'm here and I'm off to Indianapolis tomorrow. And so anyways, the guy ate 110 mini donuts at halftime at the Rush game in 3 minutes. It was insane. Like, I know everybody likes to say Brady was the GOAT, but that's an impressive total. My Lord. And finally here, so Instagram has this trend where you're supposed to post a pic of when you were 21. Here's my rant. Let's go. So hold on a sec. How come so many of you have pictures at 21 just so readily available, okay? If I want pictures of me at 21, I gotta go find an actual photo album. Like, it just pains my old man heart every time I see someone share this pic because I realize how old I'm getting. I mean, like, seriously, I'm working at Global, right, in the mornings. We have a very young newsroom, and I see myself in the camera when I'm, like, taking a selfie, or if I'm, like, in the bathroom, I'll see myself in the mirror. And, like, yeah, sure, I don't have much hair anymore, but, like, I still think I'm young. Like, they're all joking around in the morning, and I'm, like, trying to get in on it, like, crack a joke or, you know, trying to fit in. And I can tell they're like, oh, my God, who's this old fart around here? And I'm like, really? Because, like, in my mind, like, legit, I feel like I'm as old as them. Like, I could just fit right in, but That's the hard thing. It's just the damnedest thing. I don't feel old, which is good, but again, stupid Instagram keeps triggering me every 5 seconds with this share a pic when you were 21, and I'm having to, like, scan a picture in that was probably developed at a Kodak store. There, I just said that. Okay, time to go now. That's the end of the episode.